You open an app on your phone to clear an alert. And look, a friend posted a picture from their trip. The next thing you know, you have clicked through the entirety of their 43 photo album. You've also opened 6 other pages related to get more information about this place. An hour later, you remembered you were just clearing your notification and now you are following 6 random pages. This is the true reality. Having our phones, laptops, smartwatches and tablets constantly within reach has made us hyper-connected and hyper-distracted. We feel attached to the people and lives in our phones, but disconnected from our real-life storylines. Our families start to take on the same characteristics. Family time becomes everyone sitting together in the living room, each on their own device. Instead of becoming busy, we've made ourselves busy. A lot of us go through the same social media routine constantly. At work or at school, we cycle through Gmail, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on a repeated cycle. The social media was designed to be addictive. If you're addicted, you'll have at least one of these common signs. Constantly checking your phone every few minutes. Always looking around to find Wi-Fi, otherwise it will feel like the end of the world. Waking up in the middle of the night to check your social media. Announcing everything that you do on social media. Anxiously waiting to see how many likes you get is also another sign of addiction. Here are some negative effects according to some studies. Low self-esteem. Lack of focus. You become antisocial. You won't have time to play with your kids, spend time with your family. Psychological harm such as hurtful messages, humiliating and unnecessary gossip, anxiety and depression, loneliness, certain disorders and addictions. So what can we do? It is not that easy to suddenly stop something that has become part of our lives. Number 1, deactivate for a few days and see what happens. 2, delete the apps off your phone. If you can't commit to a full detox, try to detox your phone. Delete Facebook, Instagram, or whatever it feels like you spend the most time on. Use them on your computer all you want, but just delete them off your phone. This alone could get you huge results. 3. Turn off all your notifications. A notification forces you to think about one of these apps when you were thinking about something else. Turning off notifications makes you use those apps only when you want to think about them, on your own terms. But do whatever you can to not let your device dictate when you check it. 4. The next time you are with a group of people, take all your phones and stack them on top of each other. Focus on enjoying the real, live interaction. 5. Block out a set time of at least 1 hour a day where no one in the house is allowed to use a screen. Talk to each other. Do this for a while and watch how this will improve communication and bonding between family members. Time is the best parameter we have to measure our life. The more time passes, the more life does too. And the more we allow things like social media to control our time and how we spend it, the more our life is out of our own control. According to studies, this is what people said they felt like after quitting social media. You might feel anxious at first, but this will go away and turn to positive effects. You will get more productive work done and you'll do it faster. You will feel less stressed. You'll feel more self-assured. It helps block much of this social comparison. Your sleeping is more relaxing. Found ways to reunite with friends face to face. You become more active and not so bored. You learn more about your inner self. Decision-making will improve, more emotional intelligence, less arguing.